This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner, and I'm standing under a bridge just outside of downtown Denver. This is not a bridge for cars, it's not for bikes, and it's not for pedestrians, at least not human ones. It's for elephants. This is part of the new exhibit at the Denver Zoo, which opens today. And we're with the man who led its design and construction, George Pond. And George, thanks for meeting us here.
Thank you.
I wanted to stand by this bridge because it reflects just how often you might see an elephant cross over you, in front of you, near you in this exhibit. What are they crossing to and from exactly?
Well, there's six interconnected habitats. It's a 10-acre exhibit, so it's a huge place. And when you come in under this bridge or across those transfers, you're going to be surrounded by animal activity, sometimes elephants, sometimes rhinos. You really never know. As a matter of fact, there's Groucho watching us right now just to our right, who's out there and at some point today may cross over this bridge or may take a swim in one of the pools.
Groucho is an Asian elephant, a bull.
Absolutely. He's a 41-year-old bull. He came from Fort Worth, and he's been here for about 3 months or so, and he loves his new home.
What's an example of that?
Well, you know, one thing that's great is we have a million gallons of water here, and some of it is enough to swim in. And Groucho actually loves to get in the water, and, you know, he's huge. He's a 15-foot-tall, 12,000-pound bull elephant. He gets completely submerged in the water. He disappears.
And Groucho is one of two bulls. There's also Bodhi. And then Dolly and Mimi, the females who've been here for longer, the larger space, 10 times the space of the old elephant exhibit, means you can simply have more elephants and bulls.
Absolutely. We could have as many as 8 bull elephants here in this facility, and maybe even 12 elephants if you counted bulls and females and maybe babies in our future.
One thing I notice about some of these habitats is the separation between people and elephants. It doesn't feel huge, like you're being blocked from the creature. Sometimes it's water that separates you. Sometimes it's plants and rock. But the fact is, you actually do need to have people and elephant contact when it comes to the staff that cares for these creatures. So talk to me about building a facility that allows for the care of elephants.
You know, absolutely. Every day our animal keepers and our elephants and our rhinos have to work together. One of the things that we do is provide working walls where animals are on one side and our keepers and our vet staff are on the other, so they're protected from each other. One of our devices actually allows us to take a 15,000-pound bull elephant and rotate them 90 degrees so that they can work on their head and their back, again, in a safe environment.
It's like a sling or something?
Well, it's actually it's a squeeze that hugs them and rotates them 90 degrees. It gets them completely off their feet. You can drop the floor and work on their feet. You can work on their head, their ears, and it's really an innovative device that allows us to take care of our elephants.
Now, when you say that there's that wall that separates the elephants from those who are caring for them, are there holes in the wall? I mean, ways to reach through and do stuff? Describe that wall for me.
Yeah, so the wall actually is from floor to ceiling, and it's about 20 feet tall, but it actually has something like 15 different doors in it, and some of them are square doors, and some of them are tall rectangles. So one door is for an ear, one door is for a tail. So several of those provide a flexible opportunity for us to get right up next to our elephants and work on them.
Do elephants have a lot of problems, say, with their feet?
They do. Mimi and Dolly actually historically here have had problems with their feet, and many elephants in zoos that are standing on concrete have had problems. One of the innovations here is actually 4 feet of sand that are in 6 of the 8 stalls, and the other 2 actually have a rubberized surface, and so all of those spaces allow their feet to heal and to not actually develop any further problems. Mimi and Dolly are actually doing great. We haven't even had to work on their feet since they've been here.
You have alluded to the idea of baby elephants, but the 2 females can't reproduce.
No, Mimi and Dolly are a little bit older and no longer reproductive, but certainly in the future we would hope that we can have other females here and or do semen collection actually and send it out to other zoos and make babies hopefully here, but if not, we can actually help the elephant population in captivity.
We're with George Pond at the Denver Zoo, who helped design and construct the new elephant exhibit here. And George, we've talked about this exhibit in terms of the elephants, and now I want to talk about the habitat for people. You're telling a story alongside these elephants, and just on the other side of the bridge that we were standing by is this mud hut. with, what's the roof made out of?
Well, it's a thatch roof, and you can see as we walk into this hut, it actually looks like it's been damaged. And the story here, which is a real story, is that this village, this farm, has actually been raided by elephants. Elephants who looked at the banana crops and decided that that was going to be a good breakfast for them. This is actually connected to some of the work that we do in the field, but it's very important for us to bring this story and put it on the ground in Denver.
So where would this be? Where is the work going on?
So we have work in Sri Lanka, we have work in Vietnam and in other locations in Southeast Asia, and literally some things like solar-powered fenced projects, and we demonstrate that here, actually, where villages are actually trying to just protect themselves and their crops and allow the animals to live outside peacefully so that they don't come in conflict. But we're showing this conflict in this exhibit right now so people can see the real actions and the real problems that elephants face.
Because sometimes the people might kill the elephants.
Absolutely. What happens, and we've seen this, is that people who actually revere elephants, it's part of their culture, it's in many cases part of their religion, actually being forced because of crop raiding, as an example, to actually kill something that they love.
In other words, their livelihoods, their crop, the banana crop, forces them to make a decision they wouldn't really want to make.
Absolutely. One of the most poignant stories at the beginning of the design process was from Dale Leeds, our curator here, and he actually was in Sri Lanka and came down a road and saw an entire village coming the other way, all dressed up and actually having a funeral procession. And that funeral was for an elephant, but it was an elephant that they killed.
Well, and Groucho has just come back right in front of us. Seems fitting for our interview about the new elephant exhibit. Thanks so much, George, for being with us.
Thanks for being here at the zoo, and we certainly hope that you come back.
George Pond is the Denver Zoo's Vice President of Design and Campus Management. The new $50 million Toyota Elephant Passage opens today. Zoo officials recommend you make a reservation ahead of time online to see it, though, because it's going to be a zoo.